have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet? Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Monday, December 1st, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Apologize for the dead air. I was on the phone, and again, I gotta go, but I apologize. Let's wrap up this story on the fewest number of bills actually passed by the House, passed by the Senate, sent to the governor for signature. 428 bills between the two chambers stand passed on one side, sent to the other side, waiting for passage to be sent to the governor for signature. Well, we are looking at a record low right now as of this morning, Monday, December 1st. 35 public acts, besides the budget, are all the number of bills that have been passed both in the House, Senate, sent to the governor, and signed into law. 35. Now, the Senate is sitting on 242 House bills. The House is sitting on 186 Senate bills. And 92 of these were passed unanimously in both chambers. So you would think it'd be a no-brainer to pass it in the other chamber and send it to the governor for signature. If they ended up doing that just on the unanimous bills, well, 92 and 35. They'd be looking at 127 total bills passed and signed into law as public acts and would absolutely blow by the previous records of the fewest number of bills. But that may not happen. Matt Hall and the Republicans that control the House caucus are not looking at quantity but quality. They want to get big things done. That's what they want to be recognized for as doing for this year, 2025. And so many of those bills may not pass. In the Senate side, Winnie Brinks, Senate Majority Leader, completely ticked off and has fought Matt Hall since January 1st of this year. Absolutely has fought with him. Actually began the year by suing him in court. Remember the 9 bills that were passed in the House, passed in the Senate, and never forwarded to the governor for signature? Joe Tate, the former Democratic Speaker, closed up shop and failed to do it. Well, they were sitting on Matt Hall's desk when he took that office. The Speaker of the House walked in, and there's the 9 bills sitting on his desk. Matt Hall did not send them to the governor, Gretchen Whitmer. He simply put them in the bottom right drawer of his desk. They're still sitting there till to today. They have never gone to the governor for signature. So when he brings, sued him, took him to court. And the judge said, well, according to the Constitution, he's not technically responsible to do the previous legislative session's work. That should have been done by the House Speaker, Joe Tate. So they've been fighting. Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, Matt Hall, the Speaker of the House, they've been fighting all year. Matt Hall refused to negotiate with the Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks when it came to the budget. Instead, he chose to work directly with the governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Then he asked the governor to take what they had worked on to the Senate and get them to pass it, completely bypassing the Senate Majority Leader. Well, actually, the person in the Senate he likes the best is Sam Singh, the Senate Majority Floor Leader, Democrat from East Lansing. In wrapping up this story regarding 2025 legislative session, Hall said, quote, we're meeting with Senate Majority Floor Leader Sam Singh, and we're looking at what bills they want to do before the end of the year. What bills do we want to do before the end of the year? And we're working through all of that. But for the record, I'm not really that concerned about how many of these go through, end quote, said Speaker Hall. So if that ends up being the case, folks, they're standing at 35 right now. If they don't get up to 43, that will be a record going all the way back to 1950. But then let's look at next year. So excited to get rid of 2025, start 2026. Guess what 2026 is? It's an election year. A lot of things happening early on. March 28th, the Michigan Republican Party is going to hold its endorsement convention in Novi at the Showcase Plaza Hall there in Novi, right off of 696, I believe. Or is that 96? No, that's 96, Randy. Novi. March 28th. That's where the precinct delegates, currently all of the precinct delegates elected in 2024, will go and meet and endorse candidates to be the Secretary of State candidate, the Attorney General candidate, all the universities, judges, anybody that is on the ballot ending up in November's general election. That Saturday, March 28th, guess what? It's the official launch, the official kickoff of the election year. Now, by March 28th, they will already be working on next year's budget. Why? Because they very stupidly pass a budget every single year. Other states pass two-year budgets. So if you're looking at a situation where we would not have to go through another budget process because of what they just did, we could change it very simply if they wanted to. But so far, they haven't. So they come back in January, and they start working on the budget all over again with a July 1st deadline, kind of a rule, a slightly agreed upon statute that it suggested that they send a budget to the governor by July 1st. But what's going to be going on during that entire process? People are going to be running for nominations for the August primary. So the election officially kicks off on Saturday, March 28th in Novi. And then they all start campaigning heavily, getting ready for the August primary. Will they even meet the July 1st deadline? They didn't meet it this year. Will they meet it next year? Let's say they do what you're supposed to do and send the budget to the governor for signature before 4th of July weekend. Well, guess what? Less than a month later, about a month later, is August primary. August primary, we will be picking all the other remaining candidates. The candidate to be the next governor of the state of Michigan, the next U.S. senator for the state of Michigan. We will be also picking who gets to be candidates on the November ballot for state senate and state reps and U.S. Congress. Now, the other positions we just talked about from the March 28th endorsement convention, they're not going to be on the April ballot because they don't participate in the primary. So those running for universities, attorney general, secretary of state, they aren't on the August primary ballot. So once this is all concluded in the August primary, guess what they are doing next? Running for the November midterm election next year, November of 2026. How many bills in having to constitutionally, statutorily pass a budget, how many bills do you think they're going to get passed next year with all of this electioneering going on? Probably very few. So when you look at this two-year historical number of bills in a two-year legislative session period, 97. It's all that was passed in 1853 to 1854. Folks, we had only become a state in 1837. It had only been 16 years as being a state when they passed that fewest number of bills in a two-year period. So what we're saying here is something we, as limited government constitutional patriots, should be absolutely applauding the Republicans in the House. They're going to set a record, potentially this year, and along with next year's election year happening, very few bills passed next year, we could make history. Going all the way back to 1853 and 1854. Very few bills, very few public acts signed into law by this governor. Basically passing a budget and a few bills. The only missing component to being a part-time legislature is they spread this out over the entire year. They could have had this done back in April. But then we wouldn't have anything to talk about throughout the year. Just saying. Final segment of hour number one. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the good words book by Rick Randall.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Last segment of hour number one here on this Monday, December 1st. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show. Again, the text line is open, 231-360-5140. This last segment here, let's send a text message to the show. Tell me what you're thankful for. Nick Wallace up in Harbor Springs texted me, says, glad you're back on the air. Me too, brother. Greatly appreciate the support. We couldn't have done it without our engineer, Devin Lawrence, Dell Reynolds at the transmitter site, along with Tom and Karen Curtis from Curtis Gunsmithing, Jim up in Sheboygan, many others who helped us get the money together to pay for the computers to get us back on the air. We greatly appreciate that. Also, time that we spent with family. It was kind of interesting to see how the kids, the young ones especially, how much they've grown so quickly. Our little great-granddaughter, Emmy, she wasn't feeling well, but she's talking like crazy and walking and running, and oh man, she is so cute. Just absolutely love her. She is just the apple of great-grandpa's eye. The other kids in the family can't believe how big they're getting. And all we're doing is getting older. That's the bottom line. But had a good time. I hope you did too. Got another text just now. Thankful that you are back on the air. We missed you. We absolutely enjoy the show, and it's good to hear your voice again. We got a little hum thing happening. Our engineer, Devin Lawrence, is working on it, trying to isolate it to find it out where it is, but we'll get that taken care of as well. Got a couple of text messages about that, especially on the TuneIn app. One of the things, oh, I got a good one here. Text message from Cliff Tellini. Salvation through Jesus. Yes, absolutely. Amen, brother. But it's kind of interesting to see all the Christmas lights popping up already. A lot of people have them already up. The Christmas trees are up, getting ready for Christmas. And one thing I do want to mention, if you haven't started your Christmas shopping just yet, get out a piece of paper, write out your list, who you want to buy gifts for, and then take advantage of the still running huge discount sale that Mike Lindell is doing through MyPillow.com website. Some of the items there, using the Trucker Randy promo code, 50, 60, 70, 80% off plus free shipping, depending on the items that you're getting. So if you want to get your Christmas shopping done early, you want it done easily, just go to the website, MyPillow.com. Start putting things into the cart for the various people on your Christmas list. Go to checkout, see how much is going to cost retail plus shipping, and then put in the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, one word, no space, and hit apply. And you'll see how much money you're going to save, get free shipping on it, and have it shipped directly to your house. Now, the trick is, very simply, as you get these boxes, you need to go somewhere where nobody else in the house will see you. Open up the boxes, separate out the gifts. You might want to even wrap them ahead of time. And then hide them until Christmas Eve. And when everybody else has gone to bed, you can come on out and play Santa Claus and put it under the tree. Huge discounted savings, free shipping. Get it early, get it done, not have to go to the stores, don't have to go to the gas station last minute to pick up something that you shouldn't be buying anyway. Get them some really good, high-quality gifts at a huge discount. If you'd like me to text you the screenshot with the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, the website, MyPillow.com, and the 800 number, if you're not comfortable doing it online, you can actually call an operator standing by that has the promo code programmed right into their screen, and you can get the discounts and the free shipping. All you have to do is text me, MP, for My Pillow. My phone is all set up to send you that screenshot. Cute little thing I have of that screenshot is Donald Trump. Remember when he was shot in the ear there in Butler, Pennsylvania? Well, he has a little bandage on his right ear, and on it, they put MyPillow's logo on it. Looks like a tiny little MyPillow is on the president's right ear. So text me MP, and I'll send you that screenshot. You can get the phone number and the promo code to use on the website. Start your Christmas shopping early. Do it now, this week, if possible, because you can get it plenty in advance of Christmas and be able to get them wrapped and hidden from the family. Love their products. Use them every single day. Absolutely, absolutely enjoy the quality of these products. And if somebody gets something that they don't necessarily like, you can return it. They'll give you a full refund or give you a replacement. Whatever you'd like, they'll do as a favor to us. Our show has been a sponsor for years. Greatly appreciate MyPillow.com website. We're going to talk with Missy about the Black Friday sale.